The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
My God, it's hotter than a ball sack in here. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with one Tim Gabe Doyle. What fucking episode is this? It's 117, God damn it!
Sweaty balls.
What do you mean you've never had sweat drip down your balls?
I have, but not like on a, it's like a regular thing. That's like a workout thing.
Yeah. And we're back.
I've never just been like sitting in a hot day just feeling the sweat fall off. The nuts.
Oh, it's so gross. You can feel sweat dripping.
Welcome
on your body.
To 117, everybody. Holy shit.
It's a sweaty episode.
It's a sweaty episode.
It is humid as fuck.
It's been sweaty at Gabe's house for the last four episodes. Oh, yeah. Three. Two. Well, this is number three.
When will then be now?
I don't remember.
So.
Whoa, bro.
Dude, this
dying?
Is our,
like some emergency?
No, I don't. Actually, I'm good. This is our third episode of our new format. I hope you guys are enjoying it, leaving us some feedback. Be sure to do that on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you guys.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Whatever. Anywhere you want.
Well, yeah. Leave a review for sure. That's important. We haven't had any reviews in a minute.
Yeah.
T-Mobile.
I don't know. I assume you can like stuff there.
But anyway, I hope you guys are enjoying the format. Please let us know what you think of it. We're definitely trying it out. Something a little new.
Try it out, man.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm in. It's cool.
I'm digging it. So this episode, we are going to be talking about Fear the Walking Dead. So I've seen the whole first season of this and the first episode of the fourth season of this.
So, you're like, wait a minute, where are all the people that were here?
Well, so what I really wanted to do was kind of get a feel of kind of where the show is at more recently.
A completely different place.
And I knew I wouldn't be able to catch up with like three whole seasons of
right,
TV.
Right, right,
right. So.
Well, when he said about not watching any of it, I was kind of like, that motherfucker. At least watch a few of the latest episodes.
No,
I know. And that's all. I mean, you're going to bring up something that it's probably like seven seasons
exactly.
deep or something.
You're just gonna
watch
seven
seasons.
Unless you love it.
Unless I do,
because I know that's how the fuck you are. You're like, that was amazing.
Oh, shit.
I watched 37 hours of it this week.
If you guys got mostly through season two, I think you'd watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
It would take you time.
No, so here's the thing. I dug the show when the first season came out, and then Hulu released it really weird, where they released like the first
half of
the first season, and then there was a giant break, and then they released the second half of the first season, and the first half of the second season.
I lost
all
you.
At
I don't
once.
Even know what you're talking
exactly.
about anymore.
It was confusing, and I can't even do basic fucking math.
We established that last episode.
Like, I can't subtract 30 from shit, and I don't know that 11 is a number. So,
she's a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
Whammy. That was a deep cut. What?
Not that little anymore.
That's true. Well, she's
I feel
still
like
pretty
growing
little.
Real fast.
She's fighting monsters now, bro.
Well, she was fighting monsters in season one, but I feel like
she's fighting very large monsters now.
I feel like they're only doing like a few months in between. And they're just getting real big real fast.
Yeah, because they're fucking teenagers.
That's
dude.
True.
Have you seen how
they
much
fucking
a
exploded
in about 15 minutes?
Who commented that they have to stop because they're getting too old? I was like, did you watch the Harry Potter movies?
Oh, that
like,
I don't
we can
know.
Ride this train for quite some time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what the
way, the only thing I said about it was the way the last trailer sounded. It sounded like this was going to be the last season, even though somebody said they were planning a fifth. The way the trailer made it sound like was well, that it was going to be this is the end, you know, kind of thing.
You could get stranger.
It looked fucking crazy good.
Yeah,
it
looked good though.
It looks good, and it comes out soon.
I know. It have been because it comes out on the 4th or 20th.
It'll be out before our next episode.
So, yeah. Maybe we can... Well, yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
talk
we
to that later.
I don't remember.
So, Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking
you've
Dead.
I know you've seen all of it, right?
Yes.
So,
I caught up all the way to Skidmark.
Today is the new one.
So, let's talk about Tim and I's impressions, and then let's have you talk about kind of where it is actually at now, kind of the way Tim did for us with Good Omens, okay?
Do it.
So, for me...
Having seen the first season, it was really cool. I liked how inventive it was with different characters and stuff. But then skipping ahead to the fourth season, here's this solitary character who, if I remember right, his name is Bill, and he's a cowboy. And then Morgan, who you know from the original Walking Dead series. And it's this really cool, here's two very lonely people who deal with their loneliness and grief in very different ways. And that kind of stuff is the stuff that makes Walking Dead really engaging to me, as opposed to like gore and politics necessarily. I like it in the comic books when I'm reading it.
Right.
But when I'm watching it on the TV show, it's not as interesting to me. And this feels almost like a return to the very basics of like what The Walking Dead can be. And I really, really like it. What do you think of the episode, Tim, that we watched?
Since it was the first and only episode I've ever watched of the show, I thought it was as bleak as the regular show. But it was nice seeing Morgan again, right? That was his name.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing him again.
Do you not watch any Walking Dead at all?
I've watched the original show all the way up to Chupa. I've watched the entire show.
I was like, what the fuck? You ripped the screen, but there's no screen.
That's what freaked me out. I was like, so I'm like two or three episodes past the end of whatever season has the governor. And that's
a long time ago.
So like the last time I saw Morgan, it was in the All Clear episode where he's like clearing sections of Atlanta.
When he's fucking nuts.
Yeah. And now, like, I finally saw him again. I was like, oh, cool. He made it sort of.
He's kind of like, sane again.
Like, mentally, he's a bag of cats crazy, but he hides it well.
He loses people, then he loses himself, I think, is the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that episode.
Yes.
I love the episode of Walking Dead when he figures, doesn't figure out, I guess, because it's not true, but they can't die.
Poor cat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't die. It just starts murdering everyone. like reckless abandon.
It's a pretty great episode, honestly.
Like, ah, shit. Oh, I mean, he doesn't die ever, so.
So I think what Fear does better, and it's starting to kind of get like The Walking Dead, but I think what it did better was it in its infancy, and maybe The Walking Dead did for a little bit as well, but it's been so long. For its infancy, it did not discriminate on fucking killing people, and it seemed a lot more fresh than The Walking Dead to me did, or has now, because The Walking Dead seems to be like, one personal interchange here or there, you know, and do that kind of stuff. Whereas Fear killed off damn near the whole cast, and we're up to season 5 now.
Yeah,
so I think season 4 was almost completely new people.
We're
the
down
whole
to
game.
Two people.
And I guess think that's. I think
regular
that's
Walking Dead's done like one, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're in season fucking. What
nine,
season are
like
we?
Nine or something yeah. like that.
Like
I think that's smarter for a show, though, because it allows them to not only rotate through cast more so that they're more free to do other shows,
right.
other movies, and things like that, but it also gives them the ability for you to not just be like, I don't care about Rick Grimes for
well, see,
6 years.
I think the opposite. Yeah. I think it gives you it gives you an easier time. I know he's dying over here.
I'm so glad you're sitting between us.
Do not cough towards me, motherfucker.
You've seen what it can do. You've seen the horror.
I think having Rick and what was his son's name? Rick and
Carl.
Carl. I think having them on for so long
Carl.
Was a detriment because you get those fans to the point where they're like, if you fucking kill them, we're not watching or whatever bullshit. And it gives the show negative press.
Yeah.
So, huh?
I think it's all right. I just think that...
Well, I mean, ratings prove. Maybe yeah. not that was the factor, but ratings are slipping for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think they're slipping, honestly, because Walking Dead has non-real... Walking Dead's been doing this forever. I love the show, but the characters don't do things that make sense. Like, starting with Lori. Like, when Shane tries to kill her fucking husband, and he's given him every chance in the book, and she's seen him give him every chance in the book, and then he kills Shane to defend himself. And then she's like, no, get away from me. Nobody would do that. Like, that's not a real thing people do. And you see that all the way through The Walking Dead, up until
right.
we're like with the Whisperers now. Like, the Whisperers fucking walk up to their door, and they're like, give us our shit. And they all have fucking guns, and none of them do anything. At this point, when you come across your eighth or ninth homicidal grouping, you're blowing those motherfuckers.
Just kill them.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
Though I feel like Fear the Walking Dead doesn't do that anywhere. Like, everyone's reactions are very sane, normal. It's like, ah, fucking zombies, kill them. People, let's try to help them if they're crazy. Ah, fucking kill them. Like, it doesn't do the stupid shit that Walking Dead's been doing for a long time.
And I feel like Fear focuses a lot more on smaller relationships than the bigger threat.
Yeah.
I feel like they do a better job of, like, what the fuck's going on with Morgan, or what the fuck's going on with the girl who holds a camera all the time, you know what I mean? I feel like it does a better job of telling a lot more stories rather than trying to focus on one giant aspect.
So from this episode, yeah, what I thought was really interesting about it is that it felt so much like this is the dispersed people. Like, there's these big communities, and everybody knows that those big communities are around, but if you've had, like, a serious traumatic experience with one of those communities, you actively avoid it, and these are the people that are, like, just avoiding that. They're, like, they're the cast-offs from what's reforming of society, and that's what makes them interesting, is because they're the people that you know they're out there for some ulterior reason. Something either pushed them away, they pushed themselves away, they're looking for somebody that they lost in, like, some horrific moment. And so there's so much more intrigue to the characters because they're not so focused on this is this main group of people and these are the only people you interact with kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's really how it feels. It's like this is the edges, the fringes of reforming society. Oh no, that's what I liked about it.
I think that's kind of along the lines of what I was saying as well. Is it just doesn't feel like it's telling one massive storyline. You get those other things that are going on, and you can tell those smaller stories on the outskirts.
Well,
it's not
a world series like Walking Dead. At this point, there's like four or five kingdoms,
right,
or areas. Like, it's a whole world. Whereas Fear the Walking Dead is just like five or six people trying to help people.
Yeah, just wandering around.
Failing.
Just wandering around in those nether regions between the giant, like, groups of people. Yeah. Like, and that's how a reforming society would be. There would be people that just don't want to be a part of that because they've already witnessed that entity's collapse, you know?
I can agree with that.
Oh, no, it's pretty interesting.
I just think the characters are more interesting.
I
said, they don't just do random stupid shit.
Cowboy guy's badass.
Yeah, he was really cool. That was a cool character to just kind of come into, like, as a first episode coming back. I definitely want to watch more.
It was when he was at the campfire. That's the very first
one,
right?
Talking to the forest.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, like, that would be so shitty. I would feel so alone. And he's just pouring out his soul. And then you see the scene where Morgan's crawling through the woods. And he just wants to protect that guy and then run away again.
Right.
Because Morgan deals with his, like, loneliness in such a totally different way. And that's a really cool story to tell.
Morgan right now is, like, the glue.
Right.
He's not the lonely guy anymore in the series.
Tell me how to live my life.
I'm just saying, that's what it's called.
I thought you said, tell me how, and then I heard, don't tell me how to live my life.
A big-ass bulldozer yet, and just started mowing down the undead. It's like, these things have infinite torque. Nothing's going to stop you. Just for days. It's going to take me a bit. Mama, get this shit cleaned up.
Pushing them into the ocean. There's an island of plastic and an island of zombies.
That's the other thing, is I'm kind of curious when someone's going to go to an island, because that just makes a lot of sense.
I don't know. I saw how that turned out in Night of the Living Dead.
Small island.
that was awful.
Yeah.
A Night of the Living Dead?
I don't remember the island on Night of the Living Dead.
You want to go to like a small time at the end? You want to go to a small Filipino island where it was only like 800 people there to begin with? It's going to take you a little bit to clear them out. You're good.
So basically, what the federal government does when they set up a military?
Go to one of those islands. 800 people. Go to one of those islands that have never been touched.
Eventually, they got to. Because they could walk under the water. I wonder if eventually they're just like...
Well, so that's in Lucio Fulci.
I don't think they can walk underwater this world.
In Lucio Fulci's zombie, there's a zombie walking around under the ocean, and the shark attacks it. because it's just like walking meat.
Yeah.
So well, the shark attacks it, and then the zombie tears apart the shark.
I don't remember if it was Dawn of the Dead or Day of the Dead, the Leguizamo one. That's one where troves of zombies go into the water and then come back out, yeah. And they just walk through the ocean.
I mean, I think
because there's like a moat. My
understanding is because they don't die, they could definitely walk through the ocean.
Well, but I mean, yeah. I don't know that I can walk through the ocean because of the currents and shit.
Well, I'm not saying they wouldn't get twisted around and shit.
Yeah, they would just get moved
well,
onto
the yeah, like, they wouldn't shoulder. Die. I'm not saying that they die or anything. I'm just saying that I don't think that they could, like in that movie, they literally walk through the ocean straight
oh, yeah, that's
and
yeah,
nothing
that's
happens.
How oceans
right.
Work.
That's what we're assuming happens because they're coming up that way, but you never know what happened in the middle.
Got swallowed by a whale, spit out.
We're all fucking riding with the sea turtles from Nemo. Catch
right.
Close enough.
Catching a curl, bro.
I love Fear, though. I mean, we're at the point where if you've caught up to Walking Dead, now Fear is kind of intertwining
yes.
with the Walking Dead.
Is the new character that just... Or I know his name. Is it Dwayne?
Dwight.
Dwight.
Dwight just made one... It's just been one episode and hasn't yeah. really expanded much. But obviously,
like he's probably going to be in the show a little bit, though.
I think so. I think so. And obviously, Morgan jumped. And then... So if you've caught up with Walking Dead... You know that Rick got taken off by a helicopter.
And there's the logo
on that helicopter. And then they're trying to find their friend now in Fear the Walking Dead who got kidnapped, who has the same logo on their helicopter that just took off in this last episode, too. So there's supposed to be some kind of intertwining story where maybe
where
it doesn't necessarily
come from?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're saying it may not intersect completely with that storyline, but that's kind of where it's leading is maybe to Rick Grimes' own shit.
Dude, I would love if this whole thing ends up being
a dream.
No. Robert Kirkman. It's all space aliens troll. Like you've heard that, right?
Yeah, that was his origin
that
story.
That was his original idea for the book.
That's what he told him. It was his original idea. I don't think that was really what the idea was.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be great if we get to the end of all of this and it's just about space aliens? Like
they either have to just let it go or not do that. You can't get fucking like 50 seasons in.
Oh,
like,
dude, it'd be so good if they got...
It's just Martians beating off on people.
That'd be the best. Are you kidding me?
They're like playing a game of Sims or some shit.
Ack.
I've been enjoying Fear the Walking Dead more than I have The Walking Dead, but the last season of Walking Dead was pretty good. I enjoyed that one pretty well, but Fear has been really, really well.
I liked how they were radioactive. You were right up to it, yeah, but a part of the season
that was
fucking
cool.
Radioactive zombies. You gotta be careful how you kill them, or else they kill you too.
Right, because they give you, like, radiation sickness.
Yeah.
They died from a nuclear power plant going.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
So there's one person who used to work at the power plant, like who knew everybody who worked there, that has a list that's going around looking for all the fucked up ones to kill them.
Oh,
so those ones don't spread radiation poisoning.
That's actually really kind of an awesome storyline. And I think that's what's cool about Fear the Walking Dead is they can have like way singular ideas.
Right.
It can be more zombie monster of the week. It doesn't have to tell so continuous of a story. Even that Morgan origin story, it has like these big time gaps in it, and that's really cool.
Well, it was funny.
My favorite part of that episode.
It was funny because The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead caught up to each other, and then the next season of Walking Dead was like 2 years later. So it was like, haha, we're off again. Like it was really fucking weird.
That's awesome.
But I I've enjoyed it. Supposedly the episode tonight is going to introduce another important character. Apparently, is what all the rage has been. Well, we'll see. I like it. This is one of the shows that I watch the night it comes out.
Do you think in 15 years Amazon could put a premium price on episodes that release with a new character in them, like first appearance,
like a comic
show,
book,
like a comic book? Like they're all like,
Doyle's like, shut up, Gabe.
All of season one costs a little bit more because it's all origin stories. But like, you know, first Daryl costs like 15 cents more, and first Michonne costs like an extra quarter. Like
that would be so funny.
That would be unreal. Like I just had this moment where
you know, if it's like a quarter, nobody's gonna bat an eye at a quarter. They're just gonna be like, "Yeah, we're good."
First appearance,
but how much fucking money are you making off of one quarter with all those people?
Exactly.
a lot of money.
It's like Superman, where he's stealing pennies.
I got the 1 in 50 variant episode with no commercials.
As they're going a lot too, though.
What, right, but like for those people that haven't, maybe they just want to catch the major beats. You could charge extra for like these you know different little chunks of the show that are important, like pivotal episodes.
We should never charge more for just a beat.
Hey-o.
Bloop, bloop. So with about
the fuck are these sound effects? What kind of hand jobs are you guys getting?
Fast hand jobs, bro.
Clown hand jobs.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, clown. Sometimes you just want to get it done.
Clown hands?
Clown hands.
Are clown hands bigger than normal hands?
Or they're just soft because they're in those little gloves.
They don't give them pressure.
What the fuck?
And then when you're done, they go boop, boop.
Oh, so they feel like Juan's hands then.
Yeah, I do have soft hands, motherfucker. Yeah, these hands don't see real work.
Which is crazy because he doesn't lotion them.
No, I don't lotion them. Lotion is gross.
When you get done, the clown sprays you in the face, but with the flower.
with his flower?
But it's still jizz.
Saved up. That's where he gets it. It's from you.
Oh, side note. Something happened to Talking Dead. It hasn't been airing for the past like 3 episodes.
Yeah, like Chris Hardwick.
But it's coming back.
Oh.
It's coming back after on the I think it's the mid-season premiere.
I assume Hardwick.
It's either the finale or the premiere, one of the two, but it just went off. I thought my DVD-R was all fucked up. So I was like, "What the fuck? Why didn't this record it?" But then I read an article they just stopped it with no explanation. It just was stopped.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hardwick died.
He did.
Oh, man. That's kind of crazy.
That'd be super weird.
I don't know if anybody has said anything about Fear the Walking Dead yet.
I don't know if anyone else watches it. Hopefully, I would assume so. Wouldn't keep making it. Have they announced yet what the third fucking Walking Dead series is?
No, but it's set in China.
Makes sense.
Aliens.
Yeah. Somebody had asked if there was going to be subtitles.
Oof. That'd be awesome.
Growls and zombie.
Sometimes it's awesome, sometimes it's not.
Or are we just under the assumption they're speaking Chinese, but we hear it in English like Doctor Who?
That's possible. You could do something like that, or like 13th Warrior style, where it starts off with somebody that doesn't speak Chinese, and as they learn it, you know, you start to understand
it. Oh, shit, you learn it with them?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that would be cool.
I listen, you asshole.
I don't know what he just said.
Stop. Whatever you're doing right now.
Good.
You're blowing my mind.
Good Asian zombie film, Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking rad.
Gotta wait. Can't talk about that yet.
For the train?
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's some big lightning.
Lightning!
They were doing... The only reason I know that it's cast in China is because they were doing a casting call for it.
Nice.
And that's where it said that they were doing the casting call for it.
Wow. Wow, Tim.
Woo. I'm going to make that louder than normal.
Had to be Doyle to it.
You know what the worst part of being a Chinese zombie is, right?
What's that?
Like 5 minutes later, you're hungry for more brains.
Wow. Huh.
That's fucked up.
I thought it was the small penis.
I thought we were going to go small dicks, yeah.
Well, I get it, though. Like the Chinese.
Yeah, because this wasn't enough food. Yeah, I'm with you.
No, it's not. Cause
Chinese food makes you hungry.
Yeah. You're just hungry later.
Yeah.
I thought that it was a lack of food. It's actually a fuck ton of food with all that rice and shit.
But it's just pure carbs. So yeah. It goes like right to your fucking gut.
Right to your butt?
No. Mine does. I have no ass and a giant stomach.
Yeah, me too.
I have what's called Hank Hill syndrome.
Are you watching Walking Dead?
No,
not at all. Jeez,
I just don't have time for anything, dude.
You have time.
I coach 4 days a week.
You have time.
Basically, have two jobs. One of them I do for free.
That's awful.
Yeah,
I do one of them for free too.
I love it though. So
I have one job that takes as much time as two jobs.
Yeah,
but you get paid.
I do.
Tim,
it's not enough.
Tim listens to podcasts.
Yeah. Can hardly do what I call work. I just have to get up early, and that sucks.
So then do a video or two every now and then. Jesus Christ.
You can't do it in a federal vehicle.
Get it out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle and do it.
Do it in front of the vehicle so everybody knows who you
just
are.
Do it out of the vehicle.
You know how easy it would be for you to do unboxings?
Parker Road.
Right?
You could do unboxings like nobody does.
That would be amazing, by the way.
I just film unboxings of other people's shit, and then I... I wrap him back up.
It's a vibrator. Here you go.
I brought mommy's rocket ship.
This one looks like somebody's going to have a real good time with it.
Well, better pack it back up, guys.
Right. I was going to ask you if you were excited for any one of the next seasons, but if you haven't watched
it. Yeah, I haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't been watching it.
Doyle? Doyle?
I watch them. I don't watch a ton of shows.
Where are you excited for Walking Dead to go?
I mean, I think we're still going to be dead center of the Whisperer Wars. We have to be. They just killed everybody and put their head on stakes, so.
That was crazy.
You have to retaliate a little bit after that.
That made me, like, cheer up in the comic book when I read it.
It didn't, because I saw it. Because you flip it, because it's two pages.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I was spoiled before I read the fucking story. Okay. I wish the story would have come first and then the picture of everybody on the pikes, but.
It is brutal. It's brutal in the TV show, I feel like.
The comic book I haven't caught up to in probably a year.
Yeah.
So, and I'm literally a year and a half behind on comic. That's one thing I have not done at all is read a comic book.
One thing I did notice, because I started, I started rewatching them. Got to like season 3. I don't know if I'm going to keep going or not.
Is that Carol, the farm?
No. Season 3, they're in the, like halfway through season 2, they leave the farm and go into the prison.
Season 2 is the farm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they get to the farm like right away, and then they go to the prison, and then they're getting into some shit. But Carol's acting has improved
tremendously.
those first couple seasons, I was like, Carol is so fucking annoying. Carol can't act for shit.
Because she played kind of like the battered woman. And
but
she's
also just her acting
time.
Was bad. Right. Like, it wasn't good. But she's come a long way. She's pretty badass now.
I think she's one of the glues.
Well, she's the only living remaining character from the beginning, so yeah. I don't think anyone else is left.
I don't think so either, now that you say it. Daryl.
It's her and Daryl.
Yeah,
right.
Daryl's been since the beginning.
Ah, fuck.
I don't know. Well, we've been going for 26 minutes.
Rest in peace, T-Dog.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Daryl didn't come into like the second or third episode, so doesn't count.
How about
second
final,
episode?
Final thoughts on Fear the Walking Dead.
I love it. It's like I said, it's if you were like, ah, fuck, I'm tired of The Walking Dead because it's kind of getting however you think it's getting, Fear the Walking Dead is definitely a change of pace. It definitely feels a lot more fresh, in my opinion. So you might even just watch that because you don't have to know anything really about The Walking Dead that you don't already know.
Right. How about you, Tim?
I enjoyed what I saw. I mean, I already liked Walking Dead. I just ran out of time to watch it.
Do you think you'll keep going with it?
I think I know for a fact I'll come back to it eventually. I just don't know when that'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's just so much to watch now. Like, as much as I enjoyed Walking Dead, there's so much other shit on the plate.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll probably check out this season, at least, this fourth season.
Right.
Because I like the story that it's starting to tell.
And that's the thing, is I because this is one of the shows that I watch live, it doesn't get in the way of anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just watch it the night it comes out, and it's not, I don't go, oh man, I could have been watching Good Omens, because I could watch that when any other time that I'm not at right. work. So
how about you? What do you think? Final thought.
I've always liked them. I'm caught up. I'll keep watching. That's probably gonna go away here soon. This only exists till the 4th.
Can you wear it to work?
I mean, yeah, I gotta wear a hard hat though, so it's kind of pointless to have a hat on.
Can you wear the hat on? Exactly.
I do that sometimes,
and then run around saying ICE is on their way, and see what happens.
ICE is on their way.
Did you see that skit where
the ICE is coming? The ICE is coming.
Fear goes to fucking Home Depot. Tells all the Mexicans that he needs a deck built, and they all jump in the back of his truck, and then he drives to a fucking immigration center.
No.
Wow, that's fucked
up. It is fucked up, dude. He drives in there, and he's like, la migra, ice, and then they're all like fucking bailing and running across the street.
shit is...
Wow. He's laughing his ass
only
off.
Only funny because it's awful.
Yeah, it's so bad that it's like... It's funny to me because Archie Fear is a funny comedian, and at the time, he's really young.
Right.
So you can see that this is just a stupid...
Like, it's just 19-year-old
shit did. I don't think he would do that today.
I don't think so either.
But it did crack me up.
Well, with that said,
I'm Juan.
I'm Tim.
I'm Gabe.
I might be dead soon.
This has been another
You'll catch
episode.
Him on the next episode of The Walking TOTLB.
This has been Thinking Outside the Long Box. We'll see you soon. Bye.
That'd be funny. I'm
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.